Elizabeth and Radar on 99.1 The Mix.
It is time for your three monster clips of the day.
Okay.
Number three. Yeah.
How productive have you been in the past 4 months? Have you been as productive as a Colorado man, Tez Steinberg, who just completed a four-month rowing trip from Hawaii to Australia all alone?
I'm completely alone at sea. There's no support boat, no chase boat. I bring everything I need for the whole time. So 800,000 calories of food, all the supplies, equipment, medical supplies.
Think about it. 4 months ago was Christmas. Christmas Day. So what have you been doing since Christmas Day?
Not that.
He's been rowing since December.
And he's quite the follow on Instagram if you follow him. I mean, he's a motivational speaker. This is 5,000 miles.
Rowing? I would get into it like 15 minutes and go, yeah, I don't know what I was thinking. Let's just paddle back, because by the time I get back, my arms will be tired.
Well, and then when you look at his pictures too, just think about Tom Hanks in Castaway. Yes, he looks that sunburn and that chapped on his lips. That's my biggest thing. I would be like, my lips are chapped. Okay, I need to get some sunscreen.
Where's my chapstick and Wilson?
Number two,
Jerry Seinfeld offering some life advice on the Today Show with Hoda and Jenna. He gave advice on social dilemmas, and one viewer asked if she should tell her son he's not really good at playing musical instruments.
That's why we have life. Life stops these idiots from doing all these things we don't want them to do. We don't have to discipline most people in most things individually. Life does it. Life will do it.
Life takes care of it. That's funny.
That reminds me, a couple summers ago, windows were open. It was end of the school year. And there was some kid in the neighborhood that was clearly practicing the recorder.
Oh, my
gosh. I think I know what kid it is. I think it was a little boy. He was practicing the recorder. And we honestly, we closed the windows. And I thought, I feel so bad for the parents in that house because it was bad. But look, one thing I will say is that Jason Kelce, Travis Kelce's brother, he was talking in a podcast about how when he did his retirement speech and he thanked his band director, it was brought up. Now, he plays an instrument. I can't remember what instrument it is. He plays an instrument. He's really, really good at it. And he said what he learned from music helped him in sports, because he said, what other thing do you pick up and you are not good at it right away? You have to practice in order to get good. And he learned that discipline and practice to practice and practice and practice. And look, he made it into the NFL.
Yeah, see, that's one thing to get in the backyard and throw a ball and practice and practice. But to listen to those recorders from fifth grade, thank you, West Allis, West Milwaukee School District, for sending those home with my kid. Do you know what I did one time when I had two kids?
You played it?
No, I had two of them trying to play it at the same time. The oldest in the middle, so that's Noah and Lexi. I told my wife, Jess, I said, I have to go to Menards and get that stuff. She wound up texting me and saying, where are you? And I'm like, I'm still at Menards.
Doing what? Nothing, doing what?
Nothing in the cart. I was looking at tools, because that screeching was like, what cat is being tortured right now?
Number one.
But you're not going to get better unless you practice.
Okay.
Hey, speaking of the Kelces, Travis Kelce, as you know, dating Taylor Swift. So...
Wait a minute.
Oh, come on. The Swelsey jar. Can these two just get engaged already? Because
anytime,
once they get engaged, we can stop talking about
anytime
that.
Anytime you bring them up, here's the jar.
Thank you.
It's like a swear jar. Anytime she brings up the famous couple.
MGK, Machine Gun Kelly, is buddies with Travis Kelce. They grew up in the Cleveland area, and they've been, you know, on each other's like podcast.
Yep.
And what you're about to hear is MGK sitting down on the Hot Ones episode, where you're eating hot food and hot wings as fast as you can, answering questions. And when the food gets too hot or the questions get too hot, you back off. Well, he was asked to say something bad about Taylor Swift.
Offered to pay $1 million if Travis Kelce would come play for the Cleveland Browns. Burn that bridge by saying three mean things about Taylor Swift.
Ladies and gentlemen, you have got to be out of your mother mind if you think I want any smoke with that fan base. Also, Taylor is a saint and very nice to me. And Travis is my bro.
Kiss her feet while you're at it.
Bro, she's very nice.
Yeah, she's very nice. He's not going to say anything bad about her.
Well, and
he's
like
also
you said,
smart.
No smoke from that fan base.
No,
he will be destroyed.
No. And that is your three must-hear clips of the day on The Mix.